Well, yes. Welcome back to All Things Transformers, Episode 15, recorded Saturday, March 7th, 2009. Oh, and by the way, I resurrected Steve/Megatron for this episode. Yes.
Raspinator does not understand. Why do you bring Fleshy Bat back to life?
Shut up, Wasp. Anyways, back to the episode.
Hello, you're listening to All Things Transformers, and I am, yes, back from the dead from the last episode, and joining me this week is...
Mike from the TFG1 podcast.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm just going to say one thing, and then I'm not going to say it anymore, because the last time I tried talking about it, something really, really bad happened. Let's hope, since this is episode 15, let's hope my computer lasts.
Yes, that's hope.
Yeah,
so
and that's it.
Another hour.
Yeah, so we don't waste another hour.
But yes, anyhow, and yeah, I did that last minute clip with Megatron killing me in the last episode.
Yeah, that was pretty
funny. You'll have a little spoiler surprise type thing in the start of this episode.
Yep.
And, that'll explain how I'm back for this episode. But, yeah. Anyways, we've got a little bit of Transformers news. Some of it was almost covered in the last episode. Some of it that we have yet to get to. I believe we'll start off with Transformers Animated, which is premiering next Saturday with a feature-length episode. At 8 a.m.,
yeah.
It says.
Yes, it is. It will... I actually just found this. When I woke up this morning, I was looking through my guide, and I saw a rerun of Animated, Survival of the Fittest, from Season 1, was going to be coming up at 8 o'clock. So I was like, whatever. I'll watch it to kill time. So... in the middle of the third commercial break, I see an commercial for Transformers Animated Transwarped. And at first, when I saw this, I thought, okay, it's an hour and a half, but it looks like they've just combined three of the previous episodes that we've seen. Which it isn't. I went online and looked through different... I did a Google search on it and found the article on TFW about it, and... Season 3 starts this Saturday, as Steve said. So yeah, that'll be pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully it is, considering that this is the third and final season of the series. Yeah. And, in a way, it's kind of sad to see it go, but on the other hand, I'm not sad to see it go, because I think I'm ready for a more adultish-themed Transformers series, similar to the G.I. Joe Resolute that I found a preview to on YouTube.
Ah.
Yes, and it's pretty kick-ass because you actually see people die. Yeah, they've got Duke and I think Gung-Ho or Heavy Duty or something like that in getting chased in a shack in like the Middle East, and then all of a sudden they're ambushed by like 20 guys. All of a sudden, Snake Eyes comes in there and starts stabbing the shit out of them, cutting their heads off and everything else, so...
Okay, I don't think Cartoon Network will be showing that.
No, I think that's an online thing.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, wait a second, that's a little risque for Cartoon Network.
Well, it's not really cutting their heads up, but you still see them stab them and twist the knife around and everything else, so... Pretty bad, but it'll be pretty awesome. Anyways, back to the Transformers Animated. The next three episodes after Transwarped are Where is Thy Sting?, Five Servos of Doom, and Predacons Rising. Now, some of these episodes will be scripted by Bob Ford and Larry DiTillo of the Beast Wars fame.
Now, DiTillo has had other fame besides Beast Wars. He was actually, he actually did a lot of writing on He-Man. He actually was part of the series Bible on He-Man, writing for that show back in the 80s. So he's not just known for Beast Wars stuff. From what I saw this morning, I mean, I'm sure I could find it on YouTube if I so chose to, but right now I just don't care. It looked okay. Like I said, it looked like they spliced together three old episodes. Now, I don't know, because obviously, you know, commercials, they go, especially commercials for shows, they go by really fast.
Yeah.
It's like 30 seconds and boom, you're done. And so I don't really know. I mean, I'll probably look for it on YouTube later. But at least we know. What the hell is that noise?
You just keep talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve is plugging his nose hairs during the podcast. Oh, my God. Anyways. Oh, wait. No. Stupid vibrating phone. Turn your damn phone off, damn it. Anyway, So, season three, at least we know that it will be coming. Instead of just saying spring, at least we know that there's an official date. It's next Saturday, March 14th, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. I almost said 8 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Holy crap. A 10-hour Transformers animated show? I don't think so. That's not gonna happen. Let's see other news. Just on the TFG1 podcast side, it really isn't Transformers news, but seeing as how Steve just has to, you know, leave almost every episode that we've recorded.
Seems like it, don't
it? Yeah. Let's see. It was either you were shaving, you were pulling your nose hairs, or your cell phone rang. Now, which was it?
Door number three.
So,
like I said, I'm a very busy person.
Yes, well, you know.
No, actually, I was being told to pre-order Twilight for my fiance, so off of Best Buy with my gift card, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Whatever. Twilight sucks. Basically, I don't know if you heard, Steve, when you were busy there. You know, it's nice to know that we have a definite thing for season three. A definite date. Instead of just saying, oh, it'll be out in the spring. Well, the spring lasts anywhere from the end of February to the beginning of April.
Well, I think their plan is to end this before the movie comes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, honestly, I think that this show will be done before the movie, because if it starts with a 3-episode start on next Saturday, that's 3 out of 13 gone already. And then so you have the next 10 weeks, which will run right up until the end of May or beginning of June, and that will end the series probably 2-3 weeks before the movie starts.
If they do 1 episode a week, the 12th episode will be May 30th, which is a Saturday. And if they did a 13th episode, it would be June 6th, which is 2 weeks before the movie comes out. That seems kind of short, but then again, you never know how they're going to do it.
Yeah, I honestly think, though, that it will be out before the movie, or be done before the movie, and then, so there won't be any more.
I don't know how I'm sorry to go off on this, but I don't know how the Armada, Energon, Cybertron shows, I don't know how they, in their run, I don't know how Hasbro or whoever was in charge of doing the toys for those series, I don't know how that they advertised for those, because I didn't watch those shows, but advertised like with the toy line in line with the show. But we all know that Animated completely fucked up with advertising for the toy line during the show, because it didn't. It advertised pretty much either when the show wasn't on or in between seasons for the toys. So unless they're going to be coming out with all new toys for the new characters for season 3, I don't see that much going on in the toy line end of it either before the movie comes out.
No, I think they'll probably do a little bit more toys on Animated before the movie, and then I think they're going to throw it all in a hiatus for a while and then release what they do have in stock.
Yep.
Well after the movie, probably around Christmas time, to liquidate what they have left.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because every time that my mom, and I know this is, again, going off a little bit off topic, but every time my mom and I go to Walmart, I just stop by the toy aisle, and there's nothing. There's maybe 6 or 7 Universe Dinobots. There's maybe 4 or 5 Universe Cheetors. And the rest of it's all Animated Activators. And Elite Guard, Bumblebee, Blur, and Bulkhead. That's it. Of course, that's just one Walmart, but, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still not going to buy any damn toys. I'm done buying anything. I mean, there's some that I wish I had the money to pick up, like the Megatron specifically, because I collect pretty much all the Megatrons, but I don't really care about the toys so much, or comics for that matter, since actually IDW, the only thing I like that they've produced has been the Beast Wars series on the comics, and other than that, I like the Dreamwave writing better because it was consistent, and the style of it was better, but that's about all I would buy.
Yeah, I really can't comment on the comics, as I've said before, but the toys, granted, now I have no extra income. I have 1 monthly income now, so yeah, I probably won't be picking up stuff, but mainly I look at YouTube reviews for some toys and just see if it's something that I would like to pick up. And I know I've talked about this before, but Universe Cyclonus, which just the toy, when I saw it in the store, when I saw it in the package, just kind of blew me away. So I picked him up, and we will probably do a display case section in episode 10 of TFG1, which will be later on down the line, seeing as how episode 7 just got released.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what else is in the news?
Let me get back to that. They have in... Yeah, this is really starting to become a train wreck. They have Transformers Animated AllSpark Key. Unicron.com reveals another new item for their 6th accessory set. Sari's AllSpark Key. Yes, they have a little accessory. And, you know, Hasbro, if they would actually make the accessories for all these lines, could make a shitload of money, similar to how Star Wars did it, so that you actually had some of this gear.
Yep.
Like, such as in Beast Wars, if they'd made stasis pods, or the bridge of the Axelon, or the bridge of the Predacon ship.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, for instance, part of the Ark in G1, or, you know, just random stuff like that, or, you know, specifically like their weapons or Energon cubes and everything else, they would make a shitload of money, but they don't do anything with it.
Hasbro does not have fan-minded people within their company. Like, if you took... Okay, I understand companies have to have, like, a president, CEO, board of directors, whatever. If you took all the designers and everybody else and just fired them all and hired a whole bunch of fans. Like these guys at Fans Project. Now, I didn't pick up the commander set, the city commander for Magnus, but I've seen those pictures of it, and it looks pretty cool, and I've heard a whole bunch of people talk about it and that have it that say it's just amazing. If you took those people at Fans Project and put them on as designers, builders, whatever, makers of the toys at Hasbro, Hasbro would be a lot more popular and have a lot more stuff, like you were saying, like release all the accessories and everything else. But no, they just want to, you know, be all anal retentive is the best way I can put it.
Well, and I would buy, like, for instance, if they came out with stasis pods that could fit some of the Beast figures or, some, you know, just random stuff like that, if they would come out with it, I would buy it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's always been a war going on with Hasbro and the fans and, you know, negatively between either side over the years. But, I mean, it just, if they would actually take into consideration what fans actually want or what fans think that will help that company sell stuff, then it would work.
It just seems like they don't want to put forth any effort extra than just making the figures.
No, not really. I mean, you know, I do have to admit, out of the ones that I do have that are, like, current, that aren't, like, you know, stuff I got off eBay that were made 25 years ago, the BotCon, did Hasbro make the BotCon stuff, or was that by a different company?
I don't know.
Well, if they did or if they didn't, it's Transformers Toys. I have the BotCon set. They're all great. One of the features that I've absolutely loved about most of the figures is the heel on the feet. So instead of just having a flip-out foot, it has a flip-out heel to stabilize it to be able to stand up more. And they did that with Universe Cyclonus. I know Hasbro did that with that because I've got that figure. And I really enjoy that, which that's great because if you look at a lot of the older figures, they don't have that.
No.
You know, so I think that was a feature that did improve, but, I mean, again, the whole thing goes back to if they would actually listen to the fandom, which they're a large conglomerate company, and they probably won't.
Oh, yeah. Why would they?
You know, well, the thing is, you know, take BotCon. Why have now, I know Hasbro created them, Transformers, whatever. But why have a Hasbro panel at the most famous Transformers convention ever if they're not going to listen or take anything into consideration at all from the fans? Why even have that panel, even if it's just to show off something that they might be working on? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Why show us something that you're going to work on if you're not going to take our feedback? And, you know, I don't know. It just pisses me off.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. I mean, it's... And, wow, we got off on a tangent. But anyways, you know, it's just... It would make more sense if they listened to us. And at the same time, the fans can't bash everything Hasbro either. But, you know, it's just... It's a back-and-forth thing that we can't help them, you know, raise their sales if they aren't giving us shit we want or having good quality control.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I'd be interested to see what the next Transformers series, if there is going to be one, would be about.
Yeah,
I think they need to switch it up a little bit, not keep trying to rehash G1 and find some other outlet.
Yeah, And I mean, I'm not really trying to bash Hasbro as a fan at all. I mean,
I'm
glad that we have the stuff that we have, but I mean, and the majority of it is the fact that we have the internet now, and like I was talking earlier, half the time when I'm looking at figures, it's not through pictures on websites, it's through YouTube reviews. I mean, I watch reviews from Spada all the time, and before my little adventure on the 11th of last month, if I had seen Spada do a YouTube review of Universe Cyclonus, which he hadn't had it out yet, I would have immediately gone and tried to find the figure, because it just looks so damn good, and I like the way that they're doing that Universe line, the 25th anniversary Universe line. I mean,
yeah, the Universe, I would have to say, would be the only line I would probably purchase a figure from at this point.
I wasn't really into the Cheetor. I saw Spada's review from TF Wire, and it wasn't that I didn't like Spada's review. It was, you know, he always does his reviews really well. It's just I don't like that figure. I even have a... Well, it's over there in one of the boxes. I have a... I bought it off eBay for like $14. I have a Beast Wars Transmetal 2 Cheetor. It's still in the package. It's probably going to stay in the package because when I read the instructions on the back of it on how to transform, I'm like, yeah, okay. I'll never get that transformed correctly. You know? But, I mean... I don't, like I said, I don't really pay attention to commercials for toys anymore. I don't really, you know, like I said, go looking for pictures of toys. I would much rather see somebody review it on a video than either having to read a review about it or something like that. Because when you read a review of a toy, you can't really get the gist of the toy unless you actually see what's going on with it.
Now, even if you do, like, I know on our forums, anyway, we do, I know some other sites do it too, but we do comprehensive, like, shots, so many shots of the figure in various angles on our toy reviews. Granted, we don't have that many, but, at the same time, you know, you pretty much have to, you know, like you said, see it in motion to get the idea.
Yeah. I mean, I can look at a picture of a toy and see that I want it or whatever, but I don't, if I'm gonna actually look for something like I said before, you know, like with Universe Cyclonus, I actively sought out YouTube reviews of the figure before I just randomly found him at Target. It wasn't like I was searching for him. I was trying to compare what Walmart had to what Target had, and Target had shitload more stuff than Walmart did.
Of course.
I mean, so, you know, and I just happened to see Universe Cyclonus, and I remember seeing a couple of, actually at the time, bad reviews of it. But I said, oh, what the hell, it's only, you know, $12.99, whatever, $11.99. It wasn't, you know, I mean, it was fine. So I picked him up, and he's actually... I think he's in the other room. I think he's sitting atop, or he's standing atop Castle Grayskull. So, talk about combining genres.
Hell, it works.
Yeah, it does work. So, yeah.
I guess we'll jump ship over to the convention end of it. BotCon is... It says their non-attending packages and loose sets of the figures are now sold out. And it says also that the customizing classes for both Wednesday and Thursday is full.
That doesn't surprise me.
And it says only a matter of time before the attending convention sets are gone. Which is crazy. I mean, because it's over in California. I mean, I'm not going to be going. I should have gone last year, but I didn't have the money. But, yeah, that's crazy that it's already sold out that far.
They've only... Oh, wait, what's... Huh? What? Oh, cool. They put up pictures of the second exclusive figure on BotCon.com. It's Scourge, yep.
Yep, they've got... it's a repaint of Sideways... with a new head.
Okay.
I like Scourge for my own personal reason, but that's because that was the first voice character I got in a fan dub.
Cool.
So, but he don't look too bad in that form. I mean, I'm not digging the robot mode so much, but
I'm actually from what they've released so far of the exclusive figures, I'm not digging either one of them.
Well, the Cup one looks even worse because Cup should look technically closer to his original Cybertronian form.
And even that, I mean, it the alt mode, the car mode, it doesn't look like Cup from... I mean, I don't know what exactly they're going for this BotCon's...
It's supposed to be like a young Wreckers or something, or like the Elite Guard G1 style type
thing. Not... It has no G1 whatsoever in Cup's alt mode. If it was supposed to be G1-esque, even a little bit, it wouldn't look like a elongated Bumblebee from Animated. Because that's basically what the car mode looks like to me. It's a four-door version of Bumblebee. It's almost like a station wagon. I mean, and the color is all wrong. It's not the aqua turquoise green. He never was. He had a little bit of light green, but, I mean, this color actually looks more like the original G1 toy that they came out with, which sucked. But what I'm saying about the back on the car, they should have had him, I guess, the best way I can describe it is it should have been an El Camino. Or not, an El Camino, sorry. You know, whatever, shut up.
Sorry, I had to make fun of you a little bit.
I mean, something that looks like a car, truck, or whatever, like he normally looked. And Scourge, the jet motor, whatever he's supposed to be, I don't know, it just looks too...
It's like a Cybertronian space cruiser of some sort.
Yeah, it looks way too fat to me. I don't even know. I would have to see more figures. They're going to have to... they're going to have to show me more... there's only going to be a five... Oh, well, there was a five-figure set last year, wasn't there? It was five...
Usually there is.
It's like... Well, I know, because I bought the 2008 set, I think it was... Yeah, there was five, and then there was, like, six exclusives or something, or seven exclusives. There was 12 figures altogether. But, I mean, I would want to see, like you were saying, those packages or whatever are sold out for the exclusive for the at show. I want them to release pictures of those. The exclusive figures, which these are supposed to be exclusive figures, but I'm talking about like Evil Rodimus. He was an exclusive at the show figure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I wanted to go last year, and Cincinnati is only an hour and a half away from me, but I added up all the cost, and it would be like $1,200 for two people. No, I don't
think
so.
Yeah, I was going to try and go, but, yeah, wasn't going to happen.
Yep, nope.
But I guess we'll jump over to movie news real quick, because I only have two items for this, and it is Hugo Weaving is back as Megatron for Revenge of the Fallen. He's been confirmed now, which we kind of already figured he was going to be in the movie. Michael Bay also confirms that Megatron is in Revenge of the Fallen, but teases with a quote-unquote spoiler, which... he says that Megatron's role in the new movie is small. He says it's more of... He says he's a... basically a flashbacks-type character, which I think is complete bullshit. I think he's a major player.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like I said in a few of the other episodes... that we've recorded, you know, I'm not putting any stock into anything Michael Bay says, until anything anyone says that's attached to that damn movie until I see it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I don't understand. We've already had one Transformers movie from him, and yes, that was a big, huge thing, first ever live-action Transformers film. I understand that, and you know, secrecy is key with that kind of big thing, but this is a friggin' sequel. We already know what they look like. We already know a lot of stuff. Why the hell would you still continuously feed us false information or disinformation or just crap that isn't even, you know, oh, God, it pisses me off. That's why I don't even like hearing about movie news.
I like reporting on some of it, but at the same time, a lot of it's bullshit just because they don't want you to know.
Well, no, I know you like reporting on it, and that's fine. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just talking about the actual news itself. That's just fucking ridiculous.
Yep, they just like running us around and...
Bastards.
Trying to get us to figure out what the hell is going on. Fucking... Which most of the time sucks, but...
Yeah. Let me look in my... do you have any other movie news?
No.
Okay. I was looking on... When I found the, what was it? Oh, the article on TFW 2005 about Animated's third season. I saw a thing called Toy Arc. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I'll click on it. And I found a link to a Back to the Future 2 hover conversion DeLorean toy. This thing looks fucking awesome. Yes, I know this isn't Transformers related, but it just looks sweet as hell, and I would so buy this. And I had sent you that link earlier. What'd you think of it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought it was pretty damn nice. I mean, granted, I probably won't get it, but I mean, it's that if I had the money, I'd
Well, for $35, it's $34.99 to order it. It's coming. It said on the order sheet that it's coming August of this year. So,
I believe it said it's got light and sounds, doesn't it?
Yep, it does. I mean, I don't even really care about that. I just like the way the thing looks. It just looks really, really cool. But yeah, it does have lights and sounds. Of course, you probably have to get some sort of small micro size battery to power the damn thing. But that's one of the things I never understood. Like, the best example I can give you is the G1 and E-Hobby re-release of Galvatron with the cannon and the light-up sounds and the light-up and all. I don't understand why they just don't put the batteries in with the toys.
Well, I think it has to do with so it doesn't corrode if it sits there too long.
That's true. And then the other news item which I found, which...
Yes, you can go ahead and intro that because that is your forte there.
That's the wrong website. Hang on. The other day, I was checking my email, and I get regular email updates on certain TV shows from www.tvshowsondvd.com. I found this website a few years ago. I joined their little, it's not a forum so much as it's just like, you know, TV voting, what shows you want to see or whatever. So I joined their website, and every now and then I'll, you know, look at the news items. And the 5th of March, there was a news item. Let me pull it up here. I'm not going to read the entire thing, but June 16th of this year, Transformers release date details and possible cover art found for the complete first season 25th anniversary edition DVDs. G1 is finally being re-released. Basically, last May we brought you an exclusive story with Hasbro answering questions about their deal to reacquire various Sunbow properties, including the original cartoon series for both Transformers and G.I. Joe. Both properties are getting new live-action films this summer, with the theatrical debut of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen hitting June 24th, G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra follows on August 7th. Since December, rumors have run all over the internet to expect new DVD releases of the classic animated shows to tie in with the summer releases of the films. Frankly, that's a no-brainer. And for that reason, along with a lack of solid info about the particulars, we've held off saying anything here. In the past...
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, I found this just a second ago. Walmart, on their website, has it listed for 1986. That's kind of ironic.
I have to edit that out. Yeah. I'm all
right. Yeah, it's listed for 1986, which it's, you save $10.13, whatever. But it's not sold in stores or in the online yet. But for $20, I'll drop $20.
Well, yeah,
no problem.
And the rest of the news thing says, in the past couple of weeks, information started coming into focus about a Transformers-related release. However, this morning we've had some, and this was March 5th, we've had some fan emails telling us exactly where to look, and a pre-order listing at Walmart.com for the Transformers The Complete First Season 25th Anniversary Edition on DVD is now showing with a June 16th release date and a list price of $29.99 SRP. The studio description indicates that this is the first release will contain the three-part More Than Meets the Eye introductory story plus the 13 regular episodes that all made up the first season of the Generation 1 version of the legendary program. And then it goes on to give a description of the actual show. At the end of the description it says, Autobots Decepticons includes 16 episodes from Season 1 on three discs. The running time listed there is 370 minutes with video, full frame, and audio in English. No details about the sound format are provided. Who's putting this out? The studio's listing shown at Walmart.com is UMVD, which is short for Universal Music Video Distribution, and is basically another way of saying Vivendi. Vivendi Entertainment distributes for several independent studios, most notably Shout Factory. We've been hearing whispers for a little while that Shout was eagerly pursuing this property, but there had been no announcement from the studio that they had gotten it. This may be an indicator, however, that they did. Since the studio hasn't been talking about it yet, and neither has property owner Hasbro, we asked our own sources in the home video biz what they have heard. Well, we've had word from industry sources, and the information posted there at Walmart.com may not actually be 100% finalized info. So don't be surprised if we update our readers later on to say that any or all of the provided info has changed. Still, the info is very public over there, and we thank our readers who wrote in, notably, some guy, whatever, who was first, and we were passing it along to our readers right away, including the front box art shown below, taken from Walmart's listing. That is just some temp art, though. We're certain this is not finalized. Note the watermark. Stay tuned for updates just as soon as we can provide them. Now, I posted this under the TFG1 thread over on Earth2.net in the forums, and I posted it over at the Cafe Spark PredaconEmpire.com forums. The artwork, it basically is Megatron and Optimus with the classic Transformers logo. At the bottom, you see, like, Autobot red and orange, and at the top, you see Decepticon purple. The only problem I have with this art, hopefully it's not the finalized version at all, because Megatron's fusion cannon is on his left arm, which that was never on his left arm in the cartoon, and Optimus's rifle was in its being held by his left hand, which that was never... As far as I can remember, seeing as how I'm watching the cartoons, I've never seen Optimus Prime hold his rifle in his left hand.
No, it's always been the other direction.
So maybe this was just mirror art or something that they got backwards, or, and it specifically says in white on the picture, it's not the final art, excuse me. So at least they're getting a re-release. At least they're putting it back out on official DVD, tying in with the 25th anniversary, tying in with the movie release. At least people now, regardless if you have the old G1 sets, regardless if you bought them when they first came out, or regardless if you're like me, having to spend $300 or more fucking dollars on eBay to get them, at least they're going to be officially released, and it's not going to be totally out of print like it is now. The Rhino sets are out of print, and like I said, unless you find them on eBay, but at least we're going to have something that's... You can go to a Best Buy or a Walmart or a Target or go online to one of those stores, and you can actually order G1. So now, out of however many listeners I have over on the TFG1 podcast, they can actually watch the shows and listen to the podcast at the same time.
Yeah, that's quite nice to be actually be able to get the series. I'm actually looking forward to getting it. Because I wouldn't pay the outrageous prices that were out before for the Rhino discs, but I will definitely pay for this particular set just because it's so cheap and something I remember from the early 90s, anyhow.
Yep. So, I actually, when I first saw this, I actually called Steve and I almost fell out of my chair. Because, like the article said, it's been a while since they even... made mention of it. And normally when I see Transformers news on TV shows on DVD, it's normally bad news.
Yeah, usually that and G.I. Joe are associated with the same...
Yeah, well, they're both Hasbro properties, so, I mean...
Well, both of them have kind of been intertwined off and on throughout their entire lifespan, anyhow. Ghostbusters is coming out, though. The original.
Huh?
The original Ghostbusters DVD is
coming
out.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Real Ghostbusters? It's already out, the complete series. Yeah, it's been out. I don't know. Do we have any other news?
Nope.
Okay, that's it for the news, folks. TFG1 news. Let's see, obviously, we just talked about the new set coming out before the movie does. Finally, after it was supposed to be released, I don't know, a month and a half ago, Supplemental Episode 3 is up. The only thing I have to really say about it is please ignore my end speech in that episode because it talks about what's coming up for the next review show, which, as I said, it was recorded months ago. So just ignore that. Episode 7 was released this past Friday, of course. What would a TFG1 episode be without screwed up audio? So it was fixed. It is fixed now.
Yes, I did fix episode 7. Supplemental 3 was a train wreck to start out with. I mean, it wasn't to start out with, but it was once
you started slowing stuff down.
Well, I don't even know how that happened.
I'm calling you out on that. That's complete bullshit because at the end where I said... in my intro where I said you're going to hear the song Shakedown at the end of the podcast, the actual regular version song was in there, not Slow Motion Down. So I'm calling bullshit on you, buddy, because I think you did some audio crap with that, which is fine. I don't care. That's fine that, you know, you wanted to make it different and make, you know, people listen to it or whatever, but I was assuming, under the assumption, that the original Shakedown song, you know, at regular speed was going to be in there. Of course, it is at the end, but when I first heard that, and I'm like, oh my god, what the hell did he do?
Is that what's at the beginning that's in slow motion? I don't know how the hell that happened, honestly. I edited the episode together partially to begin with, and I think because I started over on it one time, somewhere in between there, something got messed up.
It's all good, but I just wanted to let people know, hopefully that they're listening to All Things Transformers, that Supplemental Episode 3, please ignore the entire end speech where I'm saying what's coming up next as far as the next review episodes, because they've already happened.
Yes.
So, another bit of news. Steve and I, as most people would know, we have been talking over the last 4 months about doing a movie review podcast. Several titles have been thought up, and I've actually done some work on writing up guidelines, crap like that. I took the guidelines that you had posted from PE and just kind of added my own stuff to them. The way I'm wanting to do this, it just me personally, is it's basically an all-movie podcast. There's not a specific genre. It's not just geek movies. It could be anything. The only thing that I really don't want to do is horror and westerns. I'm not really into those. I think right now I'm leaning towards movies we can review or movie we can review or some crap like that. The M-Wire, I guess you could call it. So that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, hopefully that turns out all right, because, I know I sent some rough ideas about it to you, and, because I had thought about it on TF Wire's site a long time ago for a new podcast to headline, and of course, he didn't do squat with that, so...
If I can... See, I was trying to think. Do you have a portable DVD player? Yeah.
A portable one?
Or just an outside source. Yeah. See, I was thinking we could do...
I have a DVD player.
Well, no, I know. Computer. See, that's the thing. I was thinking the way we could do M-Wire would be have us actually do commentaries. Like, talk as we're watching the movies, but obviously we wouldn't be able to do that through the computers because we'd have to actually hear each other through Skype. So I was thinking if we both had outside sources like a portable DVD player or another TV next to the computer, which I don't, but...
Oh, I don't either, but I could sit here and watch it. I could turn its volume down on the computer and watch both at the same time.
I don't know.
I don't know if your computer will handle it.
Either that or we could just watch it and just write, like, little notes. And like I said before, we could pick, you know, one of us could pick one movie one week and then the next one the next week. I know I have specific plans for Christmas movies. I don't know how you feel about it, but I was going to do Christmas Vacation. I was going to do the Charlie Brown, like have a Charlie Brown special with the, like, the holiday specials. What else was that? I was thinking, like, summer movies we could do, like... I mean, just off the top of my head, like, I know Summer Catch is a summer movie. I don't know if you have it or if you've ever seen it, but it's basically a baseball movie. Or we could do different, you know, stuff like that. I was thinking, like, different themes, like, each month have a different theme of movie, like, whether it's a summer baseball movie or if it's a action flick or something like that. I don't know.
I definitely want to do Police Academy.
Yeah.
That's one of my big favorites from the 80s, and obviously we're not going to do Ferris Bueller
because we already did it,
but
that's, we beat it with a stick. That's why I'm trying to hold off on the reason why I stopped doing supplementals with TFG1 was because, number one, at the time I was having computer issues, and number two, because Steve and I were talking about doing the movie podcast, I wanted to hold off on reviewing, like, Iron Man and The Dark Knight, so that way it could be in the movie podcast and not on the Transformers podcast.
And eventually, once TFG1 is almost done, or whichever, there will be a Beast Wars podcast.
It's not when TFG1's almost done. It's whenever either I can get my hands on the DVDs or somebody is nice enough to buy the fucking things for me.
When TFG1's almost done, we'll be recording a Beast Wars
<That's>
podcast.
Bullshit.
That's the end of the year.
Yeah,
you'll be able to get it.
I don't know. Maybe
they'll re-release all those in one.
Yeah, okay. Look how long it's taken them to do G1. And now...
That's G1.
It's all... Well, the Beast Wars thing, I specifically blame you. It's all your fault. You made a fucking comment a couple podcasts ago, about those official releases by Rhino going out of print. Everywhere I've fucking gone to find them, Season 1 and Season 2, or all three of them, are either temporarily back-ordered or out of stock.
How'd I know? I knew if I didn't
get
them, they'd be
gone. I know, but still, you're not supposed to say shit like that, because then it'll fucking happen.
Kind of like Beast Machines. That's still around somewhere.
That I can get... That
just came out last year, so...
But
that one sucks in comparison to Beast Wars, though.
Shut up! It was all right. It was better.
Oh, no,
it was better
good.
Than
it was just
Energon, Armada, Cybertron, and Animated combined.
No, I wasn't comparing to those. But I was just saying Beast Wars.
I don't know.
To those other four series, it stomps them in the dirt.
Yes.
I wish they'd come out with new G.I. Joe re-releases of their series.
I want
the Sunbow series, because I've never seen all of it, and I've seen like some of them, and I know those are a little bit more darker than the series done by Deke.
I don't know about the Deke series coming out. I'm sorry to cut you off. I don't know about the Deke series coming out, but the article I just read, the G.I. Joe ones, they're going to be releasing them, but it didn't have specifics on G.I. Joe because it was a Transformers article.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait. I hope that, because I know in the original G.I. Joe, it was just Cobra Commander with the silver-plated face,
mm-hmm.
pretty much, like the blue helmet and the... And then after the movie, like, they screwed it up, and then Deke got the series, and they started it back off with Cobra Commander having this silver mm-hmm. battle armor, and he'd rotate between that and the blue cape face.
See,
I love the silver combat suit.
I don't think I ever saw the Deke series. I think I saw the Sunbow series a couple of times, but I just wasn't... I don't... Like... I specifically remember watching Transformers. I specifically remember watching He-Man and Thundercats and Voltron and all that stuff, and Mask and Gem and all that stuff. I do not remember watching G.I. Joe. I just don't. And I have nothing against G.I. Joe whatsoever. I just don't. I think the only thing I remember is the commercials, G.I. Joe, the greatest American hero, Go Joe, or whatever. You know, the toy commercials is pretty much all I remember. I don't ever remember watching that cartoon.
Well, in terms of the Deke series, I remember watching that, but it was on from 1990 to 1991. It was a one or two season series after Deke got their hands on it. And they had, like, this toxic waste character. They had this living android character in it. Destro had a gold faceplate and new body armor. It was overall a neat series, but when they reintroduced Duke, he didn't look anything like the original. It was just completely different animation, but anyways, any other discussion topics to bring up?
Can't think of any.
I know quite possibly we may be in an episode of the Cybertron Archive podcast, which I now edit/produce on tfarchive.org. I have no idea how it's going to get recorded at this point in time, considering the fact that the guys that usually run it are sick, and they use one recorder for everyone, and I do the Audacity route. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But if there is an episode, it will be later today.
And of course, and I'm sorry to call him out, but if Optimus Prime would actually get off his ass and just join Skype, it wouldn't be that much of a problem. Skype is not that bad. MSN and AOL are evil. Skype is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I use them for somewhat chatting, but I would never use, like, the headset over them, just because I like Skype better.
I have not used MSN chat, Messenger, whatever, in probably 7 years.
I don't use it either. I use Trillion, which lets me log into AOL, MSN, and Yahoo, and ICQ at the same time.
I barely use Yahoo. Every now and then I'll use it, but it's very rare that I'm on Yahoo either. And it's very rare that I'm on Skype that much, unless obviously I have to record something. So dead air.
Dead air. And anything else you want to touch on for TFG1 or any other type of subject?
Episodes 8 and 9 will be coming. Episode 8 will be not this Friday, but next Friday. And then episode 9 will be the Friday after that.
We're doing them weekly now.
No, there will be nothing this week. And then episode 8, it's like every 2 weeks. It's just like, no, we're not doing them weekly.
It's just been.
But I'm trying to think in my head when you and I can get together for episode 10. That was what I was trying to... That's why... I don't know, whatever. There really isn't too much coming up for TFG1. Like I said, episodes 8 and 9 will be, like, the next month and a half. And I'll, you know, post on PE and Earth2.net and whatever else when they're going to be up. I actually still have to finish watching the end of Season 2 so I can finish the Episode 14 script. I may start reading just from the booklets on the synopsis because I've been having problems with actually not being able to yawn during the synopsis. I don't know what it is. I think it's just reading out loud makes me yawn, especially like reading from an article like that. So, I don't know. I've gotten several suggestions of doing like one-note liners, but I mean, I'm looking in the booklet and they have like a little blurb of each episode, so I may just start reading from those, or I may just make you do co-hosting. So at least I'll have more to talk about.
Yeah, that is true. And I will try and guest host in some more TFG1 as well, more often. And hopefully, like, because I've never been in a podcast with Birdman, I know I'm going to have to put my foot down and jump in one at some point.
No. When I keep telling you to put your foot down, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about not being able to record only on Saturday mornings. I'm talking about, you know, sometime at night when you're both home. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I am trying to get together the All 80s TV episode. I meant to last night, and I meant to this morning before we started recording to look at your list, and I haven't yet, which I need to.
I have a huge-ass list.
That's good.
Huge list.
Outside of Knight Rider, Airwolf, A-Team, Family Ties, and stuff like that, my mind was just blanking out. So.
Yeah, I have no idea what we're going to talk about it yet at this point. But.
It's the All-80s TV episode. Any show that you remember from 1980 to 1989 that you liked or you watched, I mean, it's just like a discussion roundtable about 80s TV, basically. It's not like synopsizing each show or anything like that. It's just, you know... Yeah.
Well, similar to the cartoon.
I mean, it's just an overall discussion. So, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I believe that is all.
Yes. So, do you want to close, or did you already record a closing, or...
No, we'll close it now.
Alrighty then. This has been Mike from the TFG1 Podcast with...
Steve/Megatron of All Things Transformers.
And we are out of here. See you, folks. Hello, this is Mike and Steve from All Things Transformers and TFG1 Podcast. I'm recording this public service announcement because Steve is currently going to be redoing the PredaconEmpire.com site and the forums, and I wanted to basically put out a shout-out to the people that please start replying on our forums. We have like 16 active members. We have 101 total members. So please start replying to the topics. I don't know about Steve, but I don't care how old the topics are on the forums. If you got something to say, post on there. It's free. It doesn't cost you a thing. So what do you want to say about our little PSA here, Steve?
Well, the forums, for instance, if there's anything that you guys would like added to the forums to make it more interesting or to join in, then feel free to let me know in the suggestions and comments area. Also, there is a arcade that you can play just for the hell of it. It's a free arcade that you just have to have an account with the forums to log into. And it keeps score, and you can basically beat each other's scores, and there's a couple hundred games in there, as I seem to remember. And other than that, there's, I want to say, there's a ton of content to do, there's a ton of posts to get into. You have an area called the core, which you can have heated debates and arguments in, which is pretty much unfiltered, unless it gets too out of hand. I don't feel like filtering the forums. I like having everybody have their own thoughts spoken and not having everything, you know, gone through, like I said, a filter. I personally overcheck everything as well. So, yeah, I guess just post in the forums. Let us know, you know, just anything that we can do to make it better, and feel free to post in any of the posts, or to start your own, or if there's something that you would like to add to the site, you personally, then get a hold of us as well.
Yep, and you can do that by what?
You can either email us at podcast@predaconempire.com, or use the Contact Us button at the bottom of the forums, which will send an email directly to me. And just let me know your name, your email, and what it is that you'd like me to add onto the site.
Especially if you're Transformers fans, I normally do not accept requests on Twitter from people I don't know or people that aren't Transformers fans. But if you are a Transformers fan and you'd like to follow us on Twitter, my name is TFG1Podcast, and you can always reply me on there and give out ideas or whatever, and you can do the same for Steve. His
is
screen name is
SCP-21.
Yep. And he has way more followers than I do. So, in closing, you know, this is just something I wanted to say in addition to episode 15. I thought of it after we had finished the record, and it will be on the tail end of the episode before the outros. Please join the PredaconEmpire.com forums. It's really fun over there. We have plenty of people, but just not enough posting. So please, people, get active.
Yes, and if you don't, then Megatron will have to come after you. Yes.
Not really, but I might sick him after
Stop.
You.
Stop. Stop.